Okay, so today what I'd like to talk about is the power of questions and how engaging with someone from a place of asking questions is a really impactful way to connect with somebody. And so I see that there are three reasons that asking questions are really a useful way to be in relationship with someone. And it doesn't matter if it's a person at the grocery store, or it's a spouse, or it's a business colleague. Questions, when they are sincere, non-judgmental, and they're not making a statement, they have very important characteristics to them in how they connect people. And so that's a little bit of what I want to go into. And I also want to kind of emphasize at the beginning here is that when I speak about questions, most people, when I ask questions, they're like, "Oh yeah, you're right." They are hearing in the question a statement. And a lot of people do that. Like they'll say, "You're not really going to wear that out tonight, are you?" Well, that's clearly not a question, right? It's a
That's
statement.
right. And
So,
it's
and it's a
a
judgment, exactly. So when I'm speaking about questions, I'm really speaking about sincere questions that are coming from a place of wanting to know. So that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay, great.
So the first, so the three reasons for asking questions are curiosity, caring, and connectivity. And so if we start with the first one, curiosity, the orientation of that is me. It comes from within myself. So I'm listening to you sharing something, or I'm going to an event and I'm listening to someone speaking, and I'm curious. I put myself intentionally into a place of, huh, that's interesting. I wonder why, or I wonder what, instead of coming in knowing already, because that's what a lot of people do when they encounter somebody. They're coming from the place of, oh, I know already. I know what's going to be said. I know what they're going to, what they mean. I know what's going on here. If they say, you know, they're a pharmacist and I worked in the medical industry, then I already know what this person's going to say. So to flip that around and coming from a place of, I don't know, I'm really curious because I've never heard exactly what this person is going to say at exactly this point in time, even if it's someone I've spoken to about the subject before. So being curious is about me feeling a desire within myself in the conversation. The second reason for asking questions that's really useful is to be caring. So you're actually now focusing on that person. You're interested in what's going on in their lives and coming from that, from a caring place within yourself of what are they thinking? What has happened to them? Like listening for a story. People are hugely interesting. If I'm always surprised. I'm always surprised when I ask people questions. It's like this whole history evolves. I find it more interesting than going to the movies. It's like, really, even if they're telling me about their day yesterday, and then what happened? Like, what did he say? What, you know, why did you feel that way, right? So when you really care about what's going on for that other person, they're experiencing that. They're really getting that you are interested in what their life is about. And most people don't experience that on a daily basis, right? People just kind of blah 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 blah, and then everybody's walking around doing their own blah blah, and there's not a lot of caring for one another. And that leads me to the third reason I think that questioning is so valuable, and that is connectivity. So, and that's about us, right? So curiosity is about me, the caring is about you, and then the connectivity is about us. So when I'm asking questions, I'm listening to you, then I come back from my place. I can reflect back, or I can ask clarification, or I can invite you to more information. But now we're in a dance, right? And I can still come from with questions and come from curiosity and caring, but now we're connected because this person hopefully will feel that I'm interested, I'm caring, and I'm certainly coming from curiosity. So that's where that dance of connectivity can take place.
And the I guess the first question I would have is, in this era of, instant gratification, no feedback. I mean, and my first instinct instinct would be to say children, but I think, you know, adults also are so addicted to their technology that they, you know, they can pick up their phone, they can be on their computer, they can be watching TV, and there's no feedback, right? Mm-hmm. So the only thing that they're doing is it's like a one-way interaction. So they're just receiving the information without mm-hmm. being asked a question, or without being asked to give their input, opinion, and so on. So what would you say is, I guess, the tool, method, approach to deal with people who are so foreign to this concept of questioning and curiosity, caring, and connectivity?
Well, the first thing, well, there's two aspects to that. It's if you have actual access to the individuals, right? If you're going to be in conversation with them, the yep. first thing is to ask for permission, right? So if somebody's sharing, to say, can I ask you a question? I'm curious, right? And to really listen, because they may say, nah, don't feel like talking about it. Or, well, sure, right? And then you come from this place of caring, curiosity, caring, and connectivity. I think what's really important to know, and this is the other aspect, is why are people choosing that closed loop experience over the interaction, right? And that can't really be addressed unless we go back to my favorite hobby horse, which is the genius of non-judgment, because we have experienced throughout our lives that whatever we do or say or how we are in the world, we've come to the belief that we're not okay. It's not okay. How we do it is not okay. Because of the judgments we've received or the ones we have about ourselves, we've been trained to judge that it's not good, it's not good enough, it's bad. So if that, for most people, that's the premise of how I'm doing it and who I am is not okay, then there's a belief that if I only have a closed system, if I take in information from YouTube or from Instagram or whatever, I'm taking it in, and then I can organize it within myself. I can just decide, I like it, I don't like it, it fits me, it doesn't fit me. I can make it neat and tidy within my world. I can organize that information. If, however, I'm in conversation with another person about it, now I have an interface where I have to bounce off my ideas or I have to integrate their ideas. And that's where then my judgments start to kick in more heavily, right? Yes. If I'm in my closed loop, it's safer. I don't have to judge myself. It's like a nice little womb of safety. But as soon as I step into interaction with another person, these judgments and the fears of being rejected all impose themselves on that interaction, and I don't want to go there.
Yeah.
So that's why this age of technology, which is funny because people say that we're connected, you know, connect 24/7, which is hysterical because people aren't really connecting. They may be wired with one another, but it doesn't mean that they're connecting especially not on a human level.
That's right. That's actually a perfect distinction. They're wired, they're not connected. And so what would you say would be the recipe or strategy for, because what I've just heard you say is it's kind of the strategy for the questioner, so the person asking the questions or the person, you know, already able to engage in that kind of behavior, to ask permission and to engage with people around them. But what about the people who actually don't even have the awareness that they're like in this bubble and they're in this closed circuit and that they don't even have the awareness that those tools are even available to them so that they can connect, not just be wired?
Mm-hmm. That's a great question. If we want to make it really super simple, which would be useful because it can get so complex, right? It's to consider, you don't even have to take it on, but to consider that, other way around, the reason to first understand why are you choosing to have a closed circuit experience rather than an interactive experience. Uh-huh. And the majority of people choose a closed circuit experience, just self-perpetuating, because they believe it's safe.
Mm.
Nobody can hurt me here.
Yeah.
Right? Now, to a certain extent, that's true. You're not going to have external input that you have to respond to in a meaningful way, or that's live or dynamic, right? It's a one-way input that comes in, and then you can organize that within yourself. However, we are herd animals, and we seek connection. In the United States alone, loneliness has become epidemic. And with loneliness, with the sense of loneliness, whether it's people who are divorced, they've lost spouses, or even within a family unit, that people feel not heard, not seen, not understood, they feel alone, has huge ramifications physically, emotionally, financially. People are literally struggling in getting through life because they are so, they have this imposing sense of being alone in the world. So that closed loop circuit, although people think they're keeping themselves safe from emotional hurt, perhaps, they're actually harming themselves by avoiding or missing out on the richness of connection. And that feeds us. They've done studies on how connecting with other people, whether it's in conversation or human touch, what that does to increase our immune system, to activate our frontal lobe and our creativity. So the human, having human connection is really valuable. But what do you do when your experience with human connection has meant pain for you, right?
Mm.
And that's where the question comes in. So there's, I think we've spoken about this before, the Brené Brown did a great TED talk on vulnerability, but I want to go, she certainly didn't discover vulnerability, she just addressed it in a really powerful way. To be vulnerable doesn't mean to put yourself out there and invite people to do things that you could find hurtful.
Willy-nilly way. Yeah.
Exactly. So to be vulnerable, the way that I view it is, to know that what you have to share and that your sharing of it serves, is a value, and it will serve you to share it.
Yeah.
Right? So if I'm in a, let's say a personal relationship, I'm in a relationship with someone I really care about. And let's say they're like this person you were talking about who's wired. So I have a friend like this. He's very comfortable in the social, in the social media field and all these things, but personal relationships are a challenge, right? So when I come and I say, you know, I really appreciate how you express yourself, or I love your creativity, or I like to have conversations with you, and there's no response from his side, okay? Most people would say, oh, well, I'm not going to share that again. He's not responding. He's not whatever. If I say, you know what? I say it again. I really like being with you. I appreciate who you are. The reason that I would feel hurt by his lack of response is because I'm believing his lack of response means I'm not okay, I'm not wanted, he doesn't want to hear from me. Yeah?
Yes.
Interestingly enough, I had an experience recently with somebody who, it kind of went down that road, and when we got into conversation about it, he said his lack of response was because he felt I was too busy and I didn't have time for him, and he wanted to be a puzzle piece that fit into my life and not a piece that would be excluded from my life. Now, from his responses, from his lack of response, I never would have guessed that. Yeah. But my choice was independent of his lack of response. My choice was to come from my place, as I said, that to believe that I have value in what I'm sharing or who I am, and that it's going to serve me to share that with somebody else, independent of their response to it.
Right. And you know that whatever it is you're sharing or asking is coming from a place of curiosity, caring, and connectivity. So it's not a mean, cruel, it's not abusive, it's not just random words. It's really from a heart-centered place.
It is from a heart-centered place. And the interesting thing that's well said, the interesting thing is if we boil this down, the only way I can really have a healthy and happy relationship or connection with another person is if I actually feel that way about myself. Right?
Yeah.
So if I'm aware, let's say that I feel like I'm not good enough and what I say doesn't matter. I grew up that way. My father, he used to say to me, and this was of the day too, you know, children should be seen and not heard. But he used to say to me, you don't know what you're talking about. Now, I spent my youth believing I didn't know what I was talking about, which meant anything I said, I felt was dumb, inaccurate, had no value, had no import. So why would I share anything? So a lot of times when I did share, if people responded, however they responded, my conclusion was, oh my God, what I just shared was crap, wasn't worth it, whatever. And it caused a lot of friction in any kind of interaction. So it took a long time for me to, first of all, come to the conclusion of actually, if I'm saying it, I have to know what I'm talking about. Like,
because you're actually saying it.
I'm actually saying it. How can I not know what I'm talking about? So that was a useful
learning
for me. But after that, then to know, not only do I know what I'm talking about, but if I'm coming from a place of my own open heart, as you say, then I'm going to bring value. Even if it's of little value, it's still value because my intention is to add value. Right? So before I can start worrying about interacting and asking questions of someone else or being involved in their lives, really the first step is just to be in relationship with me.
Yeah.
And knowing that I have value, I am valuable. And if I'm coming from that place of knowing I'm valuable within myself and I offer it with goodwill, then whatever I'm saying or sharing with the world is of value.
Yeah, yeah. And so what you're saying is the most important place for anybody to start is with themselves and understanding and getting acquainted with their own value first before getting, I guess, the possibility of connecting, the real connecting with others.
Mm-hmm.
Because yes. If they're not connecting with themselves, they're not going to be connecting with others.
Absolutely. And then, and so when you're in, and if you have that as your bait, that's really kind of the, let's say, ground zero of relationship. Yeah. That's the absolute bedrock of being in relationship or connection with anybody is to feel that you are valuable and what you bring to any situation has some form of value. You are not a disturbance. You are not a problem. You are good enough for anything to be right where you are and you are wanted there. And that's the bedrock. And when you have that bedrock, and I'm not saying it has to be perfect all the time and you're being a narcissist and you think you're the most important person in the world. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm just talking about basic self-respect and self-love.
Yeah.
And when you have that, the next step, when you step into then, oh, let me now interact with this other person, you come from that place of curiosity, which is based in you. Like, huh, I'm now from my place, I'm curious, what's going on out there?
Yeah.
Why did you say that way? Why have you not been in touch with me?
Yeah.
Why did you raise your voice? Why don't you want to talk? Really having that curiosity and feeling about them, that's coming from your place, you want to know, and then caring about their answer.
Yeah, genuinely without judgment, yeah.
Genuinely, like, wow, really? You want to be a puzzle piece in my life? I never would have thought that.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking this, and now you go into the connectivity of us, and there's then the dance. See, you say you want to be a puzzle piece, and I thought when you didn't want it, when you didn't respond, like you just weren't interested. Yeah. So that's really helpful to me, right? Now this person has information. Oh, I didn't know that my lack of communication could be seen as non-interest. I just thought you were busy. Now you're in communication.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's amazing how just opening up that experience and I guess opening the loop rather than just staying in that closed loop can contribute to such awareness and growth for humans.
Yes, and I think what's really most important is why would one open that closed circuit loop, which is a great way of saying it. If you believe that your value and who you are in the world is enough for you, and that what you share from your heart, no matter how somebody responds to you, is okay, you will open that loop. You will be willing to say, hey, I really care about you. and know that the person may say, you know what, I'm not interested in caring about you. I don't want to be in a relationship with you. Now, I'm not saying you have to celebrate that, but to say, okay, I hear that, and I care about you. Mm. I still care about you, right?
Yeah. And it's great to know.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're not in the communication, if you're literally not connecting, then you have no idea what the truth is anyway. So might as well just know, even if it is a no, to say, okay, then at least now I have choices to make and I can decide.
And here's the thing about if you get a no, at least that no is based on solid information from you.
Yeah.
Because then they're basing it on really, oh, this person cares about me, but I don't want to be with them. Okay, now you know. But if you never say that to them and they choose to go off or ghost, right? You don't know. Did they do that because they didn't like you or because they had something else? But you don't know that because you never actually shared from your heart.
Yeah.
Right? Or you never asked them the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's so good. I mean, there's work to do. And when in doubt, get a coach.
Yeah. There you go. All right. Thanks, Lynn.